Well, greetings to you and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody and I'll, Lord willing, be sharing with you this week. And I want to thank you for calling in and taking time to take a look at God's Word. I want it to become, for myself and for those that are calling in, a very significant time of feasting on God's Word. I'm trying to learn how to do that, and God is gracious, and I think He is giving us, all of His people, an appetite for His Word so that we can come to His Word and feed our soul, our spirit, and to have life in us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And it is a process. I know we have to learn that. We have to be able to let God do a work in our hearts through His Word and by His Spirit. And so I trust that He's doing that, even with our feeble attempts here. As we go through His Word, I know that my words would fall to the ground and be useless. But we're talking about the Word of God here, and I have full confidence that His Word will go forth and it will do the very thing that He sent it out to do, which is to give us instruction, to prick our hearts, and to draw us closer to Himself. I believe He wants to do that. With that said, I would like to share some more scripture with you. And I had talked about earlier about sacrifices, and you can read in the Old Testament there how the law was given to Moses, and God was very, very specific about sacrifices and offerings, and there's so many of them that, quite frankly, I get a little bogged down as I read through there. It's so much information, and there's just there's a whole lot there that some of it is a little difficult to understand, but there was specific instructions for the Hebrews, the Israelites, to go through their sacrificial and offerings and burnt offerings, and there was detailed instruction of how God wanted to govern His people and to separate them from all other peoples of the world. And so He set this up, and you would have to spend a lot of time studying those things, and it's quite tedious, but it is fascinating, and I can see a little bit of how God's heart is reaching out to mankind through this process, and hopefully we'll be able to see that as we go through some of this. God wants to bring us to a place where our heart is moldable and able to be shaped by Him and drawn to Him. And I think the offerings has a lot to do with it. And we talked about David, how he was going to make an offering to the Lord, but he wanted to make sure it was something that he paid for himself. It had to cost him something, or else it's really not an offering. So, with that said, I would like to turn to the book of 1 Samuel, and I'll be reading chapter 7. And just a little history. Samuel was a prophet that was in Israel before they really had a king, and it's a whole other story here, but Israel, they wanted a king. But before that, Samuel was a prophet. He was judging Israel, and he was kind of their point man and leader. And so they had some trouble with the Philistines and other people in the land of Canaan, and they were struggling with falling to false worship of the gods of the people that were in the land of Canaan. God specifically told them not to do this, and He warned them over and over again, and they still stumbled and fell into it. So we're going to pick up here in a little story, 1 Samuel 7, and I'll begin in verse 3. And Samuel spoke unto all the house of Israel, saying, if ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve Him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Astaroth and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said there, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel at Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And that holy is W-H-O-L-L-Y, not like a holy God, but whole. He offered the whole animal on the altar. This was a burnt offering. It was a whole burnt offering. The pieces were not divided up. Some of it was not saved out for food. It was completely laid on the altar, the whole animal. And it was a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to the battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Beth-Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, and Ekron, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And what I would like to just really point out here in this, what I saw in this scripture, was that God was dealing with the hearts of his people. He was grieved that they had fallen for the worship of idols. They were worshiping the gods of the land of Canaan and the Philistines. And God wanted them to repent. And he brought them to the place where their hearts were broken and sore, that they had disobeyed God. And they offered, they went to Samuel the prophet, and they asked him to offer for them and to pray that God would save them. And God saw this broken, contrite heart of his people. He said they put away those gods away from him. They served the Lord only. And that's what God was trying to bring about in the lives of his people, was to put away the gods and serve only me. And so Samuel puts a whole burnt offering and offers it to the Lord, and God hears the prayer. And that is something that I wanted to really look into, a whole burnt offering, because I think it will tie into something else a little later on that we can apply to our lives today. But in the meantime, it suffices to just take a look at this to see that here was God's people. They were in trouble. They cried out to God. Their hearts were sincere. There was an offering made before the Lord. He heard the prayers, and he took care of his people. And if God was willing to do that back then, he is certainly willing, I believe, to do that for you and I today. And if our hearts are not right towards God, if there's something that is defiling our relationship, he wants to make that right. And it's because he loves us, and he wants to see us prosper in him. And so I want you to just consider that today. As you think about this story we just read, is there any way in your life or mine that we are getting astray in our worship and we're maybe being led astray, we need to let God bring it to our attention and let him deal with it. Let our hearts be broken before him and sorry for any sin that we might have in our lives. And it's because he loves us. He doesn't want us to continue in the chains of bondage and sin. So God bless you as you think about these things today.